Big Charlie, GP himself.
How we doing? How we doing? Speak to me.
Not bad, mate. Not bad.
Times of coverage, 7:15. Yeah, lovely. Bit of Emma Dow before that.
Bit of GMP Wigan, mate. What are you talking about? Nil-nil. Still 0-0. We should have scored. We should have probably scored a couple of goals in the first 10 minutes. We didn't.
England have got 1 minute left.
I got out.
Lady Beaufort. Guys, a joke.
We was going through up until a minute ago.
Oh, really?
On head-to-head. Portugal had to beat Switzerland, which they are, 3-0. And we were winning. We had to score two goals. We were winning 2-0. And then Croatia just bang one in the top right-hand corner for about 20 yards.
Fuck it, now.
And now...
Both for it out. No.
Yeah. That's our first two goals of the tournament.
That's horrific. With all the young talent we've got, it's just it's a farce. It's a word. It's a farce.
Scary. Our first goal was a penalty. That is a...
Worrying would be the word I'd use.
Yeah.
They asked him what he thinks is the cause of it. And he said, but it's the impossible job.
Fucking hell.
What do you mean by that? He said, well, we get half a decent player. We have to give him to Gareth.
Talks absolute bollocks, don't he?
Is he having a laugh?
And, yeah, he said basically it's like going to manage the development side at a big Premier League club. They get a blinding player, start winning games, and then he goes to the first team. You're never going to succeed.
But he's got the pick of fucking tens of players, hasn't he?
I can tell who's in the screen now and see who's playing. Cantwell, Eze, Ramsdale's in goal, Curtis Jones. Brewster's just come on.
He's overrated. Brewster's overrated. He's done nothing.
I think they brought him on. They were 2-0 up and brought him on. I think it was time wasting. And now they've got to get a goal back and they've got Brewster on.
He's done nothing though. Like, why are you, I mean, unless I'm wrong with his nationality, why are you not taking someone like Ivan Toney?
Yeah,
unless
true.
He ain't under 23.
But I think Conor Gallagher's on though.
If you want to make a few quid, GP, stick a tenner on O'Keefe to get sent off for Jules.
I don't think you can bet on live in play. Can you on Sky Bet on bookings?
Not on Sky Bet, but what is going to happen? O'Keefe's been booked 5 out of the last 6 games he's played, and he's just gone through someone. Oh, he hasn't been sent off yet. Watch your space. I reckon he'll get sent off and we'll lose 1-0. There's a nice positive.
How many minutes left?
24 minutes left.
Oh, a lot longer than what I thought.
Yeah, it was a bit behind. Right then. Something really agitated me this week. How did your round of golf go? Did you play?
With me?
Yeah.
Nah, tomorrow. 9:32 tee off. I can't wait.
We'll be playing for the third time tomorrow, aren't we, Jim? This week?
Yeah. When do you play? I know you played Monday. Was it Tuesday or today?
No, Jim didn't play Monday.
I went to golf on Monday. I didn't play.
Yeah, you didn't play. I remember speaking to you about it. Horrific.
Embarrassing. So embarrassing.
That must have been like gut-wrenching when you took on the first tee, go to it, it nearly fall over, miss the ball.
Honestly, heartbroken.
We're two random members.
Yeah.
England are out.
I'd have loved to have seen it.
They almost needed to go out, though, England there. I didn't want them to go through.
Hopefully he gets the sack now.
I'd like to think so. He's been there for years, you know, hasn't he? But...
Yeah, he's done fuck all.
Anyway, how'd you get on in golf today? Did you play or yesterday?
Monday.
A lot better.
Yeah. Shook off 34 them cobwebs.
Points.
Oh, that ain't bad.
35, actually. Yeah.
It's bad for your second game back. I'll be lucky to hit 20 points tomorrow.
Don't look into it too much.
To be fair, I'm lucky to hit 20 points after playing consecutively for about a month.
Right, we need to get the four of us out. Christian, we'll get some clubs out the... technical Jeff, we'll get some clubs out the shed. You can get involved as well, Christian.
Oh God, what's this for? I took my headphones off then.
Golf.
Playing golf.
Fuck me. I couldn't hit a barn door. I done pitching putt about 8 years ago. Absolutely god awful I am.
Don't stop me paying £45 a month. What were you going to jump into about? I was agitated this week.
I can't remember what it was, but something really pissed me off. I was watching Sky Sports News and something. The whole England thing's irritating the shit out of me. It's just the biggest pile of shit again that I've seen.
Not happy of a 2-0 win over Albania, no?
Albania, come on. And no, this is what pissed me off. I've got it. Declan Rice today. Poland have got quality all over the pitch. What?
Really?
Quality all over the pitch. Couldn't name one of their players.
They've got a better GK than us.
Lewandowski, but he's out.
Yeah, so he's out. He's irrelevant.
They've got a better GK. That Szczesny, he's better than Pope, Pickford and Henderson.
Isn't Szczesny about 108 years old?
No, he's... I don't think so.
Arsenal reject.
He's got to be older,
isn't he? I reckon he's 30.
No, he's got to be older than 30.
I'm looking at their lineup.
Anyway,
a few decent players, but yeah, I wouldn't say they're littered with quality.
When I heard him saying it, I don't want him to play for England ever again. Forget.
I know one of them.
It's
quite two. Yeah, Szczesny.
Oh no, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all the bullshit in the press about
it's the press that fuck it. That's it.
No, but everyone just says, "Oh, it's going to be a challenge. They're going to work hard." No, you should be coming on game. We should absolutely trounce this lot.
No, because then you're overhyping them. If they get a 2-0 win, people are going to be under.
Do you know what they're going to be deflated. You need to get Eddie Hearn and the rest of them representing England. You don't hear them go. You don't hear the boxers go. Well, it's going to be a tough fight. Hopefully, he's got a really good jaw and he's good. They come and go. I'm going to absolutely smash the crap out of him, don't they?
Yeah, that's to sell tickets. People are still going to buy England tickets.
Well, I'm not. I'm sick of it.
One person. There's so many people that will watch England and fill Wembley out.
This game tonight and tell me you don't fall asleep.
Didn't Declan Rice come out and say that England play entertaining football as well?
No, they don't.
Which I thought was quite hilarious when you see they're playing Rice and Phillips again tonight. The most offensive mind players ever.
Do you see his hair?
Oh, have you seen Aubameyang's hair? That's what I was going to raise to you, H.
Here we go.
Phillips' hair. He had braided bunches in. High top.
Why the fuck are we playing Phillips and Rice?
I don't understand it. It's the most... Go on,
Dan. We played it on Friday and won 5-0.
Yeah, but...
San Marino and Albania.
Are you serious? San Marino?
Still win, isn't it?
Didn't Belgium?
We could find seven mates and we could beat San Marino.
Don't get me wrong. I'd like to play the 4-3-3 with an attacking player, but
don't need both of them.
I don't think Phillips should be in the squad, let alone bloody starting tonight.
I do agree with that completely.
Here's a question then: we play against a decent side. Cut out all this crap about they've got quality all over the pitch. We get through the group. We get France or Germany or Spain or something like that. You got your squad there. You ain't playing Phillips. Calvin Phillips ain't playing, surely.
He's playing back, isn't he?
I think he is. That's the thing. I think you could understand if you were playing a Spain, Germany, France. You could sort of understand playing two defensive mids because you're going to get you're not going to have much of the ball. You're going to be sitting back a lot. But if you're not even going to be playing attacking formations against the likes of bloody Albania and Poland are decent, but if you're not going to be playing an attacking formation against Poland, Southgate's never going to play an attacking formation.
I tell you what, let's get some kind of, because you're starting to do it now, let's get some kind of benchmarking situation going here, right? let's look at the value of our potential squad versus Poland, and then let's talk about decent teams, because that we should be on a completely different level to Poland.
Agree.
We should be going to that game thinking we should be looking to beat this team 3-4, 5-0, even Poland. This is the problem. Croatia, rubbish. We've got Modric, that's about it.
Czech Republic, I don't understand. I don't understand why Calvin Phillips is playing and we're not playing Jude Bellingham.
Or just anyone else.
Are they not a different type of player, though? Calvin Phillips is the holding. Jude Bellingham doesn't hold, does he?
Let box to box.
I do agree with that. I'm just saying, like,
Rice do the hold.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Jude Bellingham, I thought he was exceptional the other night.
I'd even play Ward-Prowse over Phillips at the moment. I just don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd have Mount and Foden.
Yeah.
I want to touch upon Mount, just a quick one. I was his biggest hater.
Yeah.
And I've watched him this season, especially for England. I know he was against Albania and San Marino, but hold my hands up. I was completely wrong. Guy's unreal. He's one of the first names on the team sheet in my England team now. If he can keep going, under Tuchel as well, he's going to be class. Jill's winding up. I think John just celebrated and all.
Get in.
But yeah, Mason Mount, unreal player.
Yeah, I think that was replicated. Obviously, we put out that post on social and the amount of people that have said they've changed their mind on Mount. For some reason, he just looks like overnight he's just turned into so much more complete.
Do
you know what it is, though, Christian? I think he makes a lot of effort, and as fans, we like that. And yeah. I don't think he's amazing at anything, but he's good. He's good at everything, not amazing. And then when you see him play for England, because he's not in a Chelsea shirt as well, I think he always gets the opportunity to shine a little bit more. But I agree with you.
The big thing for me was I thought he was a proper, you know, everyone's got their favourite player. I thought he was Lampard's favourite. And
prodigal.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he weren't ever going to come at the team in Lampard, but he missed the first couple of games under Tuchel. I think he's played every game since. Now, if that's not a sign, I think he's unreal.
Yeah, very good player.
He's better than I thought he was. I'll give you that. I don't know about him real, but he's definitely better. Agree. Definitely better than he was. And I do think he'll be important to us. I like the all-round ability and I like the effort.
So my England team would change now. I wouldn't have Foden starting. I'd have Grealish and Mount instead of Grealish and Foden.
Well, interesting. Because Guy Mowbray said that Foden's the best player he's seen since Gascoigne.
Yeah, I would argue that you could potentially fit all three of them in the squad, in the starting 11. You'd obviously have to probably drop Rashford, play Mount on the left.
No, drop Phillips.
Phillips, sorry. There's loads of people online saying, I'd take Foden over Mount. And I was going, well, they're not exclusive. They could play together. It's not another Gerrard Lampard situation.
One of them would have to play out of position, though.
Yeah,
I think Foden can play in any of the.
I do agree. I think if someone was to play out of position, it's Foden to play right or left wing. But I personally would still have Sterling, Kane, Sancho.
I wouldn't have Sancho. Sterling and Kane. I think the third place is up for grabs still. I don't think anyone's nailed that down. Although
you wouldn't have Jordan Graham then.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would, especially in his current form. But you know. He's got a lot of love for him at the moment.
I thought he's Irish.
Okay. Martinez is in goal. We can have Jordan Graham on the wing.
I thought Graham was Irish.
Doesn't matter. We can change that.
Yeah, we can change all kinds of stuff. I've redone my team and I've got Harvey Barnes, Madison, Inacio, Vardy. I've even got that Turkish.
So into.
Yeah, he's English now.
Wes Morgan at the back, Schmeichel in goal.
Yeah, Wes Morgan. Who's the other who's the other guy from Chelsea, the big guy, German.
German English,
yeah.
Robert Oof.
He's not there anymore, is he?
It doesn't matter.
He retired, didn't he?
Kolo Touré. Like
3 years ago.
Kolo Touré.
He's manager now for England.
God's sake.
Oh, right. Dear.
Can we have predictions for tonight's game?
Yeah, I'm going to go bold 3-0 England.
It's delusion. Just full delusion.
I'm hanging up with you saying England are losing.
I'm not going to say they're going to lose. I'm going to go 1-0 Kane.
Take it. I'll fucking take a 1-0 and run. I'm having 3-1.
4-1.
Ooh.
So the fact of the matter is, that's exactly what it should be, at least. Because they ain't any good. And all this tosh. Yeah. This tosh that they've got quality and all the rest of it, you can fuck off for all I care. I've had enough. It's nonsense.
Declan Rice started talking about the fact that there are a load of Polish people that work in this country now, and it would have been great if they had Wembley open so that all the Polish people could come and make it a great atmosphere.
How'd you get in contact with these people and tell them to shut up? They just need to stop talking.
This is Declan Rice.
It's a joke. Who's also doing the media training?
I mean, it looks good in the media.
What's that?
It might not look good to you boys, but it's good to the Polish people that live over here.
Yeah, I'm happy for him.
It's a non-start. Why does he feel the need to come out and say that?
And why is he categorically specifying one national? He's not being neutral. He's basically saying we've got loads of Polish here.
Yeah.
They've all come over here.
He's actually towing the
neutral,
line.
Is it?
Okay, now he hardly said that the whole of Poland is living here with us.
but he said open up Wembley and you'll fill it up with them.
Wouldn't it be nice if a player actually had their own views on things and a personality?
It might you want to watch the news.
I think they show their personality through their hair.
You've got an unhealthy obsession at the moment with players' hair.
Yeah, it's borderline weird, mate.
Who called your goat this week on the hair? Someone did. Phillips. He was watching a game and you started dumbing out about someone's hair.
Phillips. Yeah, braided, high bunches.
Have you seen Aubameyang's though? Because if you haven't, Google it now.
Right, I have to come off here though.
Braided. Can't you get the image on here, Christian?
I can get it on here. Yeah, don't worry.
Then bring up Phillips for Jim's sake.
Braided high bunches. What a style. Imagine that going into the bar. All right, son. Yeah, been in lockdown. Haven't tidied this up.
Well, I might have it done. I might have it specially done.
Yeah. I'm just jealous. Can't have any of them.
You don't want them, Jim.
I tell you what. I'd have a go.
High braided bunches.
It's worth a go, isn't it? When you ain't got nothing.
Right, what we got first here then?
There you
wow.
go. That's Aubameyang.
Who's the rapper? Is it Tiger?
Got worms coming off his head.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's real. That's what he turned up training the other day.
I'd prefer the picture to the left of that. is it the Julian Lescott?
Yeah. I'll bring up.
I know who he looks like. I've got it. Cleopatra.
Yeah, coming at you. Wait till you see Phillips.
Coming at you. Look at that. What even is that? Oh, high braided.
No. It was worse than that. It was definitely worse than that. It was separated.
It looks a bit like Stephen Pinar with that barnet.
Have a look tonight. It was separated into two bunches of braids.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
He's playing tonight. And he's shaved his hair off.
For the sake of anyone actually listening, let's move on from hair. People are just going to switch off, I think.
I think it's a Vidal Sassoon podcast. Yeah,
sponsored by. Big item in the news this week. A certain person's leaving City at the end of the season. Sergio.
Yeah.
how do we feel? What do we feel?
Yeah, I think I'm surprised and not surprised. I'm surprised that he's come out so early and said he's leaving. I think he's trying to engineer a move quite quickly. But not surprised, because I think he's obviously not going to get a game next year with Pep.
And do you not think there's more to it? I said exactly what Paul Merson said.
What's that?
City are not a club that haven't already planned X number of years ahead. They already know who's coming in. You wouldn't let Aguero go without knowing, surely.
Yeah, and it's not happening. It's not happening this season. It's not happening in the summer.
What isn't?
Well, I'm assuming that Jim's talking about Haaland.
It'll either be Haaland, Kane, Mbappe's. Well, I don't know. They're getting one of the big boys. And whether it's already agreed and you don't know about it or not, you wouldn't let Aguero go, would you?
Yeah, they're going to get someone. Yeah, they're going to get someone to fill the gap this year, and then next year they're getting Haaland.
Right.
Yeah, because I mean,
I spouted this on, I think, last week's podcast. I don't know why as well. I just feel so strongly about it that he's just going to stay at Dortmund for another year.
You see what I mean, though. Even if that's the case, they already know, don't they? There's some sort of play. You wouldn't. Someone like Aguero, he's not done.
The thing for me with Aguero as well is, I mean, I'm gutted to see him go. Yeah. Absolutely gutted to see him go, but it's the right time. And I think what was it when they last played Fulham? He scored, and he hadn't scored a Premier League goal for, I think it was like 10 months. He's been injured. He's not really been at, you know, the peak of Aguero. So sad to see him go, but just with a heavy heart, he is leaving.
And
it's the right time.
I just think there's more to it. I think there's already, you know, Guardiola for one, the way the club's run, they're an empire, aren't they?
If you look at City as well, this season, they've had Aguero as a bit part player. They've still romped the league.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I think the way the model operates, they know.
Yeah.
They've already mapped out.
Yeah.
Granted, they didn't even have strikers, did they? Was it the Chelsea game where they didn't play Jesus or Aguero? They played De Bruyne up front.
Yeah.
And done them 3-0, didn't they?
They've been doing that most of the season, haven't they, on and off?
I think there's a lot more that's going on
than you think. I think players sign contracts a lot earlier than people think. I think it's all lined up. I'll be very surprised if they haven't had a go at getting Haaland, and if they haven't managed to get him, they've organised someone else.
Yeah. I think, why wouldn't you? Yeah. Especially with City's spending power. I think the sticking point, it sounded like, was he's on 325 grand a week, isn't he? And I think his injuries, Aguero, I think that's right.
Did you read today what Haaland asked for?
No.
He wanted to be the highest paid player or something, didn't he?
600 grand a week.
Oh, that's a joke.
I don't reckon that's true.
If it is, he's pricing himself out of a move, isn't he? There's only two clubs that can afford that.
Only two clubs that would play it.
Well, yeah. I think
Real Madrid and Hearst.
City. It's the only two, isn't it?
PSG can't afford it if you're
by far the best at what you do at the moment, why wouldn't you chance your arm at asking for the most money that you could possibly ever ask for?
Agreed.
They could buy him for, let's say they buy him for 150 million. Yeah. Mm. In 4 years' time, when he's 25, they could sell him for 250 million. So
these numbers are crazy.
They could, though, couldn't they? At 25, he could go for 250 million, couldn't he?
Yeah.
You also have got the risk, though, that yes, he's amazing, and he's, you know, he's shown that he's such a talent. But you have got the risk of spending that sort of money, and he turns into an absolute flop.
Apple McKesman.
Exactly. Don't go Chelsea.
Just pick any Chelsea striker. I only have one in 10 that are any good.
You said Keshman. Do you even know where they bought him from? Because I don't. Was he even a big name before they bought him?
Yes. He romped the Dutch league. Was it PSV, I think.
30 million.
That's the end of that.
And they, he went nuts in the Dutch league, and he was the next big thing. And it was just another one of those strikers that didn't work at Chelsea.
On the scrap heap.
I'm going to check now. I can't remember who he played for. It was definitely in the Dutch league, though.
It was. I think it was PSV or Feyenoord, wasn't it? One of the two. PSV.
Do you remember in the Dutch league that one season with Steve McLaren at FC Twente? They just romped the league.
Random.
Yeah, it's so bizarre.
That's like Leicester, isn't it? That's basically what that is.
It was PSV.
PSV, yeah.
Yeah, just over 3 years, 122 games, 105 goals.
That's fucking nice. Good return, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where was he from? Macedonia?
Yeah, Serbia or something, I think.
Definitely Serbia. Yeah.
Oh, check me out.
How old is he?
Now.
Now.
37?
37.
41.
36.
41. Cool, he had some clubs.
Yeah.
PSV, Chelsea, Atletico Madrid, Fenerbahce, Paris Saint-Germain, Zenit St. Petersburg, China, South China, Bait Borisov. Cool, he had a right old go.
Bait Bean Borisov.
Bait Bean Borisov, yeah.
Yeah. When's a good time, Christian, to tell you that I'm definitely supportive of your new game, because I haven't got mine ready.
Fucking knew it. I knew it. I knew you wouldn't do it or didn't do it.
Well,
take your pick.
I can do one off the cuff. It's fine.
Thanks, do it.
I've had a very busy week with all this golf and stuff.
Can I just have one more quiz question on Kesman?
Yeah.
Go for it.
How much did Chelsea pay for him?
I want to say it's a lot.
32 million.
I'm going 24 and a half.
37.
5. 5.3 million by Jose.
Jose Mourinho is unreal at Chelsea.
That's surprising, isn't it?
And he took the number 9 shirt off of Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink.
What did they sell him for?
Went to Atletico Madrid. You want to guess?
It's either a 3 or got to be profit. I'm going 11 million.
8 million.
12.
5.3.
Oh.
Not bad. Not bad. Look, I made the money. Got it back. Broke even.
Wipe the mouth.
I feel like Jim's turning into Bruce Forsyth.
Eh? Yeah, higher or lower.
I don't get that. I don't get that reference, but...
Oh, my God. How young are you?
Bruce's Price is Right.
No.
Oh,
my God.
Get yourself on Challenge TV. Download a series. You'll love it.
I haven't seen Bruce's Price is Right. I mean, that is like the ultimate programme.
Yeah, my boys, get out of the 90s, eh? Come on, let's get back to the
well, it is well old. It is well old.
We can play it. We'll play it one week.
You should do. You get an item. They just say like a tin of beans or something. Not a tin of beans. That's ridiculous. I don't know.
maybe not. Enough.
Yeah, Siberian Husky ornament.
Yeah,
like, how much is it?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, really obscure item.
How much is it? Carol from Tamworth says it's £49.
Yeah.
I mean, Jeff from Bradford says £376. And then what was he saying? It was a penny over. You can be a pound that you can be a penny over or not a penny under.
No, the other way around.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, enough of this nostalgia. Christian, what's this new game then?
No, this is it. We're going to play that.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, just need to figure out what team aren't going to win this week. GP?
Well, I've got it right.
No, yeah.
Is this moron over there?
Oh, it was the Belgian banker.
Oh, that's me, yeah. Okay.
Knew it. horrific bet. No, literally a horrific bet.
Oh, yeah, and then the next game they go and win 8-0 just to rob sort of bloody wound.
Yeah, it gets Belarus. Alexander Hleb still plays for him.
Wait, hang on. Belarus have got quite a good quite a strong 11. They're
quality
all over the pitch.
Yeah, Declan Rice ain't Belgian, is he? So.
and if you play the game in Watford, there's quite a few Belarusians that live there, so that'd be nice to know, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I've been to a couple of those Belarusian restaurants, yeah.
Open the stadium up.
It's just a nice thing to do, though, isn't it?
Lovely, yeah. Lovely.
All right, my bet this week, I believe it was Bolton to beat Colchester on Good Friday.
Jimbo? Jim, I think you went for Chelsea to beat West Brom. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, did you? Allardyce masterclass incoming.
Saturday lunchtime, though, that one.
We've got to hang out for that one.
Come on, that'll be interesting.
We'll hinge on that.
My game's on the Friday, so it'll be over by then.
The pressure will be on.
H, who you gone for?
Gone for my favourite in the Championship, Watford.
Yep.
Beating. I was going to go with Leicester, but I didn't want to take the mickey out of everyone with my bets. You see Leicester playing. I've gone for Watford to beat Sheffield Wednesday.
Cool. And I've gone for Millwall to beat Rotherham.
Crap, that's a draw.
Yeah, well, I'd be doing it yourself.
Well, we got 3-1 on.
Misses was in his ear, innit?
Yeah.
I can't see Millwall losing.
No, whenever I bet on them, they always lose. So it's a win-win for me.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, quite.
A win for the charity, isn't it?
Yeah.
didn't really think about that, but yeah. Sorry, guys. So the potential return is £66.85. The
realistic. I didn't even bother mentioning it.
Realistic return, zero. So,
yeah.
Good investment.
Love it.
Just same time next week.
Yeah. Who's going to cop it next week?
Do you know what probably we should have done this week? We should have put...
Is that pointed at me?
No. No, it's...
Me?
He's up the air.
Yeah, he's this side for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have put the bet on the England score tonight instead. At least there'd be four chances at that one.
Yeah. Poland's a win. H's bet. Right, come on in. Let's do this surprise game.
Yeah, go on.
Special game.
Oh, dear. Right, so got a brand new game this week, off the cuff, just how we like it. So going to randomly draw each of your names out of a hat. You're then going to have a minute and a half to name the top... What's that, a lion bar?
Unreal. Sorry, carry on.
That's all right. So you're going to have a minute and a half to name the top 10 for that list. So, for instance, the top 10 goal scorers in League One at the moment.
Point. And we're doing this as a collective?
No, individually. That's not an actual thing.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. So you've got a minute and a half.
Okay.
Have you got a proper stopwatch available?
I've got my stopwatch on my phone. Don't worry.
Is there an A, right. B and C set of questions then? And we get them randomly...
There is, yeah. This is all pre-prepared, well in advance.
So sometimes
you do some prep, Sonny Jim. Seriously.
Does your summary come in the 1 minute 30? Do you get additional time to summarise his answers?
Might need to summarise it. I'll smash it all in 30 seconds and I'll summarise 1 minute.
Go fucking mouth it now, won't
I? Oh, right. Hey.
Jim, you have been selected first. Would you like A, B or C?
C.
Okay. It's probably a bad choice, but here we go. You've got a minute and a half to give me the top 10 all-time Premier League assist holders.
Fucking hell.
Looking for the top 10 players to hold the most assists in the Premier League. Your time starts now.
David Beckham.
Correct.
Ryan Giggs.
Correct.
Freddie Ljungberg.
Incorrect.
Robert Pires.
Incorrect.
Dennis Bergkamp.
Yes.
Lampard.
correct?
De Bruyne.
De Bruyne, yeah.
David Silva.
Correct.
Yeah, you're doing well here.
Yeah. Six
so far. Fabregas.
Correct. Three left.
Fucking hell.
You've got 40 seconds left.
It's got to be a Liverpool one in there. Gerrard.
No. Yeah, correct. Two to find.
Robin. Hi, Robin.
Incorrect.
Just giving a lot. Coutinho. No, that's rubbish. No. Forget that. No. I think I'm done. How long have I got?
4 seconds.
No, out.
That's a good effort, to be fair.
Yeah,
that's good.
Very good.
You got hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. My head hurts.
Eight in total.
Can me and H have a go at the other two?
You can.
I had Skulls and Henri in my head.
No.
Neither of them.
Neither of them.
Cunts.
had a white line bar and turned into a right hooligan.
That's aggressive. I don't know, mate.
No, the other one, Wayne Baines. It's the only other one I had.
Right, so number three was Wayne Rooney.
Rooney.
And number eight was James Milner.
No chance.
Yeah. So a bit of a curveball. Well done, though. Eight.
Yeah, eight. That's good.
Good benchmark. Right.
Tough now, isn't it?
Right, H, A or B?
It's always B. Always B.
Oh, you've got a good one here, I tell you. So, we're keeping with the theme of Premier League all-time records, but I'm looking for the top 10 goal scorers. Time starts now.
Shearer.
Correct.
Henry.
Correct.
Lampard.
Yep.
Rooney.
Yep.
Cole.
Yep.
Owen.
Yep.
Flores?
Nope.
York?
No.
Aguero?
Yep. Seven.
Drogba?
No.
Crouch?
No.
Fowler?
Yep. Two to find.
Vardy?
No.
No.
Shock. Just do less than players now.
Yeah. Iheanacho?
Van Nistelrooy?
No.
Done on Rhea, not? Not Rhea yet.
You have now.
On Rhea. Right. Look, one more.
One more. 5 seconds left.
Gerrard.
No. And that's time.
I think I know who it is.
Yeah, I think I've got an inkling.
Go on.
Kane.
Kane.
Yeah, he said Kane.
Yeah.
Oh, you said Kane, didn't you? Did he say? I thought you said Kane.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Then there was two. So you got eight. Kane.
Andy Kane is Cole. One of them.
No. He said Cole. There's one Sheridan. More missing. No.
Oh, well, Tottenham. Is it?
Still playing football now for Scotland. In Scotland.
Defoe.
Simon Defoe.
Fuck's sake.
There you go. Eight apiece there.
Tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
And a tiebreaker when I got assists and you got the goal scorers. I win.
Oh, that's right. Because you couldn't choose from A to C and pick the right one.
Well, because mine's more knowledgeable. Mine's from the depths.
All right, Shag. All right, GP, what are you doing?
I'll have A.
You sure?
Yeah.
That's all right. No, don't rush into it.
Is that still there, yeah?
Yeah, still there. Yeah, cool. Ain't got much choice, but.
Do you know what I'd do if I was you? I'd do B or C because you know the answers.
Rookie error.
I still end up getting less than 8. Coming in,
same theme, all-time Premier League stats, but this time we're looking for appearances. Time starts now.
Gareth Barry.
Correct.
Giggs.
Correct.
Scholes.
No.
Lampard.
Yep.
Gerrard.
No.
Terry.
No.
Brad Friedel.
No.
Cech.
No.
Neville.
What one?
Gary.
No.
Phil.
Yeah, imagine if they weren't both went on there.
How many's that?
That's 4.
Fucking hell. Defoe?
No.
Oh, I'm struggling here. King?
No.
Adams?
No.
Milner?
Yep.
Sheringham?
No. Did you say Gary Speed?
No.
It's not there. Don't worry.
Gary Speed? Shearer?
No.
Shea Given?
No.
Tim Howard?
No.
Kevin Nolan?
No. And that's time.
Fuck me.
Well, that was
there's another goalkeeper on there.
I didn't even get one of them, I don't think.
Edwin van der Sar?
No.
Peter Schmeichel?
David Seaman?
No. Or David James?
David James is on there.
Bastard.
There's another keeper, and Gary Speed was on there, but I thought you said it, so.
Oh, well, you've got to give it to me because I said it after. So.
It doesn't matter. You got, even with Speed, you got 6.
Right, let's get to the tiebreaker. Give us the tiebreaker, Christian. You got that organised, yeah?
Oh yeah, yeah. I got that organised. I'll just.
Well, what were the others? Come on.
I'll just give you the others. Yeah. So Gary Speed, Emil Heskey,
I had that.
Mark Schwarzer, and Jamie Carragher.
Oh, Carragher, yeah.
That's 3. That's 9.
Yeah, and Gary Speed. I told you, Gary Speed.
So I've got 6 right, but you only named 3 more. That's what I'm missing.
Jesus Christ. Right, let me run through. Gareth Barry, Ryan Giggs, Frank Lampard, David James, James Milner.
James Speed. Is the one you didn't say. Yeah, cool.
That's the one that Jimbo guessed.
Yeah, right. Go on. Anyway, tiebreaker. Good luck, boys.
Tiebreaker. We're going to go head-to-head. One wrong answer. If the other one gets it right, they're out. So, top 10 Premier League clean sheets.
I knew it. That's for one look.
I'm going to flip a coin. H, you go first.
I'm going first. clean sheets?
Yep.
Well, I'll go Peter Cech then.
Yep. Off to a good start. Number 1 on the list.
Oh, this is tough.
Is it defenders and goalkeepers or just goalkeepers?
Just goalkeepers. Jimbo.
See the cogs turning.
The panic if he gets it wrong first.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be winning this one. I've got to go Schmeichel.
Can you just tell me what one, please?
Peter.
Correct.
Oh.
Just. Number 10 on the list.
It's Jim's arsehole right now, isn't it? Proper going, isn't it?
Okay. Edwin van der Sar.
Edwin van der Sar. Yes. Joint 7th. Back to you, Jim.
Oh.
There's like some really obvious ones. I'll go Hugo Lloris.
It's a bit of luck you didn't say it, H, because it's not on there.
That is a horrific guess.
Yeah, I've literally. I was going to. What did I have in my head? Seaman.
Yeah, on the list.
Thick.
Two of them were the most capped players. David James and Mark Schwarzer.
So they just played so many games, yeah.
Brad Friedel.
Brad Friedel.
Is there not a City keeper on there?
No. Well, yeah, technically Schmeichel.
Peter Schmeichel and Seaman.
No, but I mean in this new era, like where they've won.
You've got Nigel Martin, Pepe Reina, Tim Howard. They're the missing ones.
Pepe Reina?
Love Pepe Reina. Pepe Reina was quality.
Pepe Reina, 136 clean sheets, sixth all time.
He was there for a long time, to be fair, so it's understandable.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, that was good from you, mate.
Excellent. Right, to summarise then, I win. Ha
ha ha. Summarise up, yeah. England. Are we all right. Stand on to sing the national anthem or?
Oh, you just
got the TV. I've still got iFollow on.
I mean, I would say, well done, H. You can do the game next week, but I mean, I didn't work last week, did it? So, don't have to say it or not.
Ah, boom.
I tell you, why don't you say it and then I'll just surprise you when we get on next week? Yeah?
Tell you what, well done, H. You can do the game next week.
Thanks,
surprise.
I actually had one lined up. I just wasn't that confident in it. That's all. I like. You, I'm going to do, so swat up for next week. I'm going to do a new game and I'm going to do England caps and goals.
Caps and goals. Goals and caps.
Yeah, and GP's going to do the song for it.
Is that the little entry song?
Yeah. So if you could sing that next week.
CBBs. Goals,
absolutely
goals
fine,
goals
mate.
And caps. Yeah. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, cheers.
The normal subscribers.
Yeah. Love you all.
If you are still listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit shot that air, but carry on.